new trains is the real reason why Melbourne's trains are continually late or cancelled. Figures obtained by The Age this morning show Connex has been fined more than $62 million since it took over control of the network in 2004. The first 3 months of this year, the worst period, with the private operator fined $10 million for poor performance. Daniel Bowen from the Public Transport Users Association says it's reaching the stage where the government should consider not renewing Connex's contract.
So it's pretty clear now that the privatised train system hasn't worked the way it's been run. Connex has appalling service record, and the government should really be looking at the alternatives because the contract's come up for renewal next year, and they should be considering how else they can do it.